The Old Testament is filled with several lessons for Christians today. Paul says in Romans 15 and verse 4 that it was written for our learning. He said, whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. He wrote in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 11, now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. I want to direct your attention to one of those lessons that we find in the Old Testament. It's found during the days of Jeremiah. It's a time not much different from us today. There was a lot of religious and social turmoil. The nation of Israel was being pulled in many directions. The Lord wanted to offer them rest for their souls, according to Jeremiah 6 and verse 16. And he used the imagery of travelers who have lost their way. And the Lord calls for them to ask for the old paths in Jeremiah 6 and verse 16. He makes the plea there in that verse and says, stand in the ways and see. You know, there's not just one path. There are many directions that we might follow. But he says later in verse 16 to ask for the old paths. You know, the old way is often the best way. And that's certainly the case here in God's instructions. Because he goes on in verse 16 and he says that the old paths, ask for the old paths where the good way is. Not all paths lead to the good way. In this case, the old path led back to the law of Moses. We read in the next chapter of Jeremiah, in chapter 7, beginning in verse 22, and God says, for I did not speak to your fathers or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. And walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but followed the counsels and the dictates of their evil hearts, and went backward and not forward. God makes a very simple plea here. Obey me, and I will be your God. And we look at our country today, and there's so many people that claim to be followers of God, but they don't follow his commandments. And Jesus today makes a similar plea for us. He tells us in Luke 13 and verse 24 that we need to strive to enter through the narrow gate. He says, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. Well, the gate that is narrow is not easily entered. And where there is only one way to the Father, like Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So we have to be careful of the path that we choose. In Acts 4 and verse 12, Peter states there, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Jesus went on in speaking about the two gates that we can travel. He told us to strive to enter the right path, the narrow gate that's not easily entered. But he says there are many that will follow the broad path, the broad gate, and that's the one that leads to destruction. In Matthew's account of this same passage, same teaching in verse 13 of chapter 7, Jesus says, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Jesus says here that many will follow that path, and it's a way that leads to destruction. It doesn't lead to eternal life. And yet Jesus offers a good way, one that likewise, just as God did in Jeremiah, offers rest for our souls. In Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, Jesus offers the greatest invitation. He says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We struggle in our society, we struggle in our lives, and the best place to find comfort and rest from our weariness is Jesus. In this case, the way leads back to the words of Jesus himself. He goes on in verse 29 there of Matthew 11, and he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." We live in a society that desperately needs the Word of God. It desperately needs to turn back to Christ. The words of Jesus here are relatively old by standards today. And what happened to Israel appears to be the case with many as we look at our society today. As described in Jeremiah chapter 18 and verse 15, the nation of Israel had stumbled. They had stumbled from the ancient paths to walk in pathways. Israel had stumbled. The question is why? It's just like our nation today. Our nation is stumbling. And we've stumbled today just like the Israel of old did because they had forgotten God. Jeremiah chapter 18 and verse 15 says, "Because my people have forgotten me. They have burned incense to worthless idols, and they have caused themselves to stumble in the ways from the ancient path." To walk in pathways and not on a highway. God had revealed himself and his will a long time before this stumbling had ever taken place. He had established a highway, if you will, for them to follow. Instead, they had turned, many of them, to the side pathways. Today is no different. God's people today face similar dangers. Jesus has established a highway for us to follow. His words, his doctrine, his commands, like in Matthew 11 and verse 29, and in his great invitation, he said, "Learn from me." This doctrine, his words, his commandments were communicated through his apostles. Jesus said to his apostles in Matthew 28 and verse 20, after teaching them to obey the gospel, to be baptized, he says, "Teach them, continue to teach them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." These men were aided by the Holy Spirit. We're still aided by the Holy Spirit, but in a different way than they were then. The Holy Spirit was active in a supernatural way with them. In John 16, we read in verses 12 and 13 where Jesus says, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not seek his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." And the early disciples were careful to follow the commands of Jesus. In Acts 2 and verse 42, after Peter's great sermon on the day of Pentecost, it says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, talking about the Christians, and in fellowship, and in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. The Christians were commanded to follow, Matthew 28 and verse 20. Paul writes in 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 15, "Brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle," our writings, our letters. He says in 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 6, "We command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us." And yet there are men who create pathways that would lead us astray, such as the doctrines of men. Jesus stated in Matthew in chapter 15 and verse 9 that in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men, such as philosophy, man's philosophy. Paul says in Colossians 2 and verse 8, "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ." We have to be careful. There are so many pathways out there in this world that are trying to lead us away from Christ. It could be a denomination that some man has established, some non-denominational church that some man or group of people has established, and it's not following the Word of God. Oh, it'll follow the Word of God only enough to entice you, but it takes you away from the Word of God ultimately. And all of this is often packaged as new or improved, like doctrines and philosophies are going to fail to deliver what only the Lord truly offers: rest for your souls. Now, to ensure that we're not led astray, we need to set up signposts or make landmarks. And this was the solution for Israel. They were told to set up road marks that would direct them back to the right way. In Jeremiah 31 and verse 22, they were told, set up signposts, make landmarks, set your heart toward the highway that God had established, the way in which you went. Turn back, O virgin of Israel. Turn back to these your cities. Friends, if we would just get back to the Word of God, and the Word of God only, put aside all the names that we go by, whether it's Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, and just be called Christians. These names of these denominations are not found in the Word of God, and there's no such thing in the Word of God as a Baptist Christian, Methodist Christian, or any such thing. Now, from these landmarks, these signposts, it was to lead them back to the law of Moses. And they were not to add to or to take away from these landmarks. In Deuteronomy 4, verses 1 and 2, Moses says, "Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I teach you to observe, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you." Verse 2, "You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you." And they were to teach in every generation what Moses gave them from God. Verse 9 of that chapter, of chapter 4 in Deuteronomy, says, "Only take heed to yourself, and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your grandchildren." Friends, that's the solution for us today, to set up road marks that lead us to the right way. For us, these signposts and landmarks are found in the Word of God, in the apostles' doctrine that they received as the Word of God. And they contain the doctrine of Christ, for which we cannot have God without following His Word. Jesus offered a great invitation. The question is, do you have a desire for rest for your soul, freedom from sin, freedom from guilt, an inner peace and tranquility in the midst of an outward turmoil? The path to such rest is an old path. It's found only in Christ, who lived and died for our sins some 2,000 years ago, and whose doctrine has been faithfully preserved by His apostles in the New Testament. If you're stumbling around in our society, weary and tired of all the troubles that we see and all the troubles that we're facing, I challenge you to ask for the old paths that will lead you back to God. As I said in the past, you may disagree with this. I certainly hope not, because everyone needs to come back to Christ. If you'd like to listen to this lesson again, you can go to our church, the church's website. That's church@eastside.com. There you can find the times of services, more information about what the Eastside Church of Christ believes and practices. Thank you again for joining me.